Any father in the room can identify with this gospel story. You tell your kids to go do something, one says okay, and then he doesn't do it, and the other one says no, and then he goes and does it. And you don't know which one to applaud or which one to punish. The son who said no at first, but then went and did his father's will, had a change of heart. That's the important thing in this story. The second son replies, yes, sir, but instead he was rebellious. His answer to his father was what? To get rid of his father? To get him to stop nagging him or to look good? But he had no intention of being obedient to his father. This also happens in parishes, believe it or not, in parish families. We prepare the children of the family to be disciples of Jesus Christ. We prepare them for their first communion. We prepare them for their first confession and for their confirmation. And they all say yes, and their parents say yes, and everything is beautiful on the day that they show up, and then they disappear and never come back for years sometimes. But it's not the children who stop coming to Mass. I've never known a child to miss Mass. It's impossible for a child to miss Mass. It's the parents who disappear, who do not believe that attendance at Mass is important, even though God the Father has told us in His commandment, the third commandment, keep holy the Sabbath, to worship Him on Sunday. Now, in Jesus' parable, the first son experienced that conversion. He started out rebellious, but later he did his father's will. And we're called to get over our rebelliousness. And God has this tremendous patience with us, that we will overcome our rebelliousness and become more docile, more obedient to His will, so that we can share eternal life with Him. In the first reading, we heard the conversation between Ezekiel and the Lord, Ezekiel, the Old Testament prophet, and the Lord is teaching him about His will. And he says, "The Lord's way is not fair, says man." And then God replies, "Is it not my way? Is it my way that's unfair? Or rather, are not your ways unfair?" And this is often the heart of the matter. This is the crux of the issue between us and God. To do the will of God is what we're called to. This is how we know ourselves. And when we don't do the will of God and we realize that, we know then that we need to go to confession. We need to mend our ways, change our hearts, and realize that our ways were not fair. Jesus also told his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." It is our task to form disciples, beginning with our children. Now, we're thankful for the gift that God has given us in our children. In this parish, we've been blessed. We have over 1,350 children now in our religious education program. That makes us number 5 in size in the entire diocese. Now, we're happy about that, but I have to admit to you, I'm a little more anxious. I'm kind of anxious about the responsibility, the awesome responsibility that God has given us to support the Christian formation, the making of disciples of these children. Now, we're also very aware here at the parish, myself, Father Lidio, the deacons, Mary Cortez, the director of religious education, that we are not the primary teachers of the faith for your children. That's not our job. Parents are the first catechists of their children, always, always, always. Parents have the responsibility for the formation of their children's characters, their spiritual and personal values, their morals, their education, and their faith in Jesus Christ. We prepare them for eternal life. We want them to share eternal life with God. We want to share eternal life with them. And we teach your children God's ways in support of what you teach them and God's commands. In support of what you teach them of God's commands. Now, words cannot express the pain that I feel when children come to me for their first confession, and I give them their penance. Let's try to be very simple. For example, to pray the Our Father. And they reply, they don't know the Our Father. What is that, Father? They don't know how to pray at all. They've never prayed. And they're in my confessional for first confession, preparing for first communion after 2 years of formation. They're probably in the second grade by now. Parents, I beseech you, are God's ways unfair? Is God so unfair asking the parents to pray with the children? He wants your children to know him, to worship and pray to him. It is your job to teach your children to pray and how to pray and to pray the basic prayers of the church. Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray like this. Pray, Our Father who art in heaven. And he taught us that prayer. That's why that prayer is so important. Pray with your children as Jesus taught us. Here's another example. When I ask the children if they've missed Mass, and they respond, Father, what's that? What is Mass? Kids are so honest. It's precious how honest and innocent they are. Father, what is the Mass? And it happens all too often. I ask them if they come to church every week, and they say yes, and they tell me they never miss their class. It's like Sunday school. However, they don't go to Mass. They don't know the Mass responses. They don't know the Mass. They don't go to Mass with their parents. Parents, when this happens, I know we are failing, all of us. We're not forming disciples of Jesus Christ. This is wrong. And it's wrong for anyone to think that the priests and the deacons and the catechists are going to form the faith of your children in classes. You can't form discipleship in a class. It can't be done. To rely only on religious education classes to learn how to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, that can't happen. Only the parents can teach them the faith, and we give them the knowledge of the faith that you share with them, and we must work together in the formation of your children. Children will almost always love what their parents love and detest what their parents detest. Now, children must learn to practice their faith by coming to Mass and learn the importance of the Mass. They will not learn their faith in classes. It's only here in the Mass that they're going to receive the Word of God regularly and explained. And it's only here in the Mass that they're going to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ from the altar. Word and sacrament, that's the Mass. And we have to bring our children to worship, to be formed. The classes are in support of what happens here at the altar. We're following the Lord's commandment right this minute to keep holy the Lord's Day, Sunday, and worship Him. That doesn't happen in class. If you do not bring your children to class, then we're failing and we're teaching them a cynical, dangerous lie that we are not teaching the truth. You're not teaching them by your actions that you believe. You're teaching them by your actions that you don't believe in the truth, that the Mass is important. And you're setting up all of us in the eyes of these children that we're teaching lies. And the kids know it. The kids are so smart. They pick up on things very quickly. If you don't believe the Mass, they won't either. We had no idea how large this problem was. You may wonder, he's not preaching to me. I didn't know how big the problem was until this month. So over the summer, we were having about 2,100 or 2,200 people coming to Mass each weekend. Last Sunday, we had almost 3,300 people come to Mass. We had taken the decision over the summer, realizing that there was an issue, to require the children to bring these little slips of paper that the catechists give them to come to Mass and get it signed to say that they were in Mass, making the Mass part of their class, making it formative. And the first weekend that happened, Father Lidio were facing, and I were facing 1,300 kids with little white pieces of paper and no pen. And so we made a decision to change that. And so what we're doing now is inviting the ushers to come down in front of the altar and after the recession, and the children can come forth and the ushers will sign their papers. And this is not punishment. This getting this piece of paper signed by these children, it's not punishment, it's not penance, it's part of their formation. It's joining together the class with the Mass to help them learn the importance of worshiping God and hearing the Word of God and receiving Him in Blessed and Holy Sacrament according to His commandments. If you think this is unfair, then who's being unfair? That's what the first reading and the Gospel are all about. Parents, we share the responsibility with you for the faith formation of your children. Pray for them. Pray with them. Worship with them. That's really important. Help them to become disciples by becoming disciples yourselves. I had a child follow me into the sacristy last weekend. And he said, "Father, will you sign my Mass paper?" And I said, "Were you at Mass?" "No, Father, I just came from class." I had mothers follow me out in the hallways and out in the parking lot and said, "Father, will you sign this paper for my child?" "No. Please don't make me party to a lie. You're asking me to lie." That's the lie. We don't really believe this stuff. That's the lie. That lie will destroy our community and prevent people from getting to heaven. You want to live in the kingdom of God? Yes. You want to live in the kingdom of God? So do I. You know, for baptized people, there's only three things. People say, "How do I get to heaven?" There's three things. One, don't miss Mass. Third commandment came straight from God. Two, receive Holy Communion every opportunity you have. Don't miss Mass, receive Holy Communion. One and two. Three, We all fall off the bicycle. When you fall off the bicycle, you go to confession. Why? So you can do one and two all over again. Because eternal life can only happen with God. And apart from God, eternal life is absolutely impossible apart from God. Why? Because only God is eternal. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every chance you get. And when you fall off the bicycle, go to confession. Sounds too simple, doesn't it? That's why Jesus gave it to us. It's not that hard. These are God's ways. He gave us the authority over sin as a church. This is our faith. And if you have a problem with this, then we pray that you will change your minds and change your hearts. And we pray you will not be rebellious to God. And you show your children how to be faithful to God and to do His will. That's how we help our children to get to heaven.